It is quite a shock to our system to realise that when we are born again, everything becomes new. Even the good bits of us are not good enough. We can recognise that we need to get rid of the sinful bits, but the bits that we consider to be not too bad, and the good parts, the kind parts, the generous parts, the smiley, friendly parts, we think are worth salvaging. But on the cross at Calvary, God made it clear that unless we are crucified with Christ, we can't live fully in him. Because in us, in that old Adamic nature, actually even the good is not good enough. If it was, God would have said, well, we can salvage a bit and see what we can make out of this. But he says, no. You have to be a completely new creation, beloved. Because the old is corrupt. Even our goodness is corrupt. The way we love is corrupt. And it's quite a shock to the system when God begins to show us the depravity of mankind. But oh, the joy of realising that Jesus Christ rescues us from every little bit of that. And we come to agree with him that it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The only good bits in us are the Jesus bits. And I don't mean the thoughts that you have about Jesus. I mean the very nature of Christ that is being formed in you as you agree with the Holy Spirit that that old man cannot live. You have got to reckon him dead so that you can be alive to God in Christ. There is a place of resurrection life in Christ that he wants you to come to. John 10:10. I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly. While you allow that old rebel to stay in any form, even if you think it's good, he's going to kill off the Jesus in you. Because like an invasive weed, he will stifle the life of Christ if you leave him there. So are you going to this day make a pact with God and say, Lord, by your grace, I'm going to reckon myself dead to sin, but alive to you in Christ. And by your grace, I'm going to stay there where you've put me. Amen.